Arlington Improv this weekend. Linnell.
Yay, yay.
What up, Linnell?
Hey, it's all good in the hood, baby.
Glad to be my road here. Dog, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and Jay do damage out on the road.
What kind of damage do you do on the road?
Well, we hang out. We have fun.
Sponsorships. Uh-huh. Sponsorships for young college students.
Is that right? Young yes. Young girls or?
Well, you know, mainly we're out to save the ladies.
I see.
So, yeah. We
one
do
those, one club at a time?
Yeah, we're in a mentoring. Jay has a mentorship.
Jay has a mentorship
program? He has a mentorship program. Well, I have a mentorship for young boys,
Is
too.
That right?
I certainly do.
Is that interesting?
It has perks, you know.
Uh-huh, I bet it
how
does.
Is the how is the love life these days, Linnell?
Yeah, my love life is, excuse the term, banging. My love life is banging. I happen to have a young sponsor person right here in Texas.
Is that right?
Isn't that convenient? They came over for late night study and homework just the other night.
Did you say homework?
Homework.
Okay.
How young?
Well, not that young.
They have homework.
Young enough to know how to geographically find their way around the suite, let's say that. Not young enough to get me locked up. Not like Jay.
Saw you on Arsenio talking about Spanx. That was hilarious.
Oh, thank you ever so much. Yes, I'm not a fan of Spanx or any restrictive garment. Because, you know, who are you fooling at the end of the day, really? Once you get home with the poor gentleman, whoever your victim is, you take it off, you're going to pop like a biscuit out the can anyway. So just, you know, let it all out. That's what I say.
And I understand you and Jay are coming up with an album called The Waffle House Blues.
Yes, yeah, Jay and I have formed a blues duo. And we're currently doing a little mini tour of Waffle Houses of the South. We know all the lovely employees, and might I say that we're in a campaign now to get Waffle House dental, if you know what I mean. I think you can't get high for Waffle House if you have all your teeth. But I like my Waffle House employees raggedy like that because they make the best eggs and raisin toast. It's them fancy ones.
They're not concerned about themselves. I like that. Yeah,
they're not trying to. It's not about them.
That's a correlation between the number of teeth you have and the chef you are.
The less teeth you have, the better you fry your eggs and the harder you fry your bacon.
Yeah. Is that right?
It's them people with all them teeth. See, that's why they cook it like that. They don't know how to, you know, work themselves around a deficiency. They ain't been through nothing.
IHOP or Waffle House?
Waffle
House. Yeah.
All day, every day. Plus, I'm a big hit. Jay and I are a big hit in the Waffle House. We almost had a little, right? Yeah.
What happened?
Well, just people are very popular in the pork district.
In the pork district.
Very popular with pork people.
I see. Pork people love you too, huh?
They love us. They love
and
us.
And speaking of pork, might I just let all the people know who may be coming to the Arlington Improv that I have merch for sale, and contrary to popular belief, I don't just do dirty material. I am very popular at my church, which is no longer, but when it was, I'm very popular. And besides having my triple X rated comedy CD for the car, I'm now fresh out the presses with my clean comedy church DVD. And the title of the DVD is Let the Church Say, Rolling on the Floor. See?
Wait a minute. Let's go back. Why did your church close down?
Well, you know.
What church was this? Was your church home?
A New Ground Harvest Church, formerly Los Angeles Harvest Church, formerly Church's Chicken.
What happened?
Well, you know, when you form a church relationship, you feel like the pastor and the first lady is part of your family. And every now and then, we forget that the pastor and first ladies are humans, too. And when the pastor and the first lady ran into a snag in the road, they got divorced. Now, that wasn't the problem, although that did hurt the congregation deeply.
Sure.
But however, when the following week, the pastor returned. In the following month, the pastor returned with his new bride.
Get out.
Everyone wasn't as welcoming as I, let us say.
Younger?
Well, she was of an appropriate age for someone.
For him?
Well, she actually is, but she just looks, she reads, as they say in the business. She reads younger.
I see.
Than what she
I
is.
See.
You understand? But she's a lovely woman, and I still love my pastor, and he can still preach. You just have to do it from my backyard now.
I love Linnell.
Lord have mercy. I'm going to be in trouble with the pastor.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't say his name.